Monday morning around 6:30, the Bull Shoals Police Department responded to reports of a shooting in the 500 block of Maple Avenue in Bull Shoals. Upon arrival, officers discovered 48-year-old Anita Suzanne Due inside her vehicle with a gunshot wound to the head. Emergency medical personnel transported her to Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home, where she later succumbed to her injuries. The Bull Shoals Police Department requested assistance from Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division to help with the investigation. A primary suspect in the case was identified as 49-year-old Brooks Dean Due, also a Bull Shoals. He was wanted on charge of first-degree murder and violating a protection order. Authorities from the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Arkansas State Police, and Bull Shoals Police coordinated efforts to locate Due, who was considered armed and dangerous. The manhunt extended into Monday afternoon, focusing on areas in Marion and Baxter County. Law enforcement officials located Due's vehicle just south of Mountain Home. While tracking him, gunshots were heard. Brooks Due was found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities have now released the name of the drowning victim on Bull Shoals Lake Easter Sunday. 87-year-old Robert Clark of Mountain Home was pronounced dead at the scene in the Howard Cove area. Clark reportedly was seen by witnesses with a paddle when his boat slipped out of its stall as he tried to crank it. The next time they saw Clark, he was floating on the surface of the water and unresponsive. Clark's body has been sent to the Arkansas State Medical Examiner's Office to determine the official cause of death. Earlier this month, Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Ava Police Department served a narcotics search warrant on Mansfield Road in Ava. Law enforcement seized methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and firearms. 47-year-old Amanda Powell of Ava was arrested, and a warrant was issued for possession of a controlled substance, meth, and six counts of unlawful use of a weapon, possessing a weapon, and felony drugs. Bond was set at $15,000 cash only. 39-year-old Brandon Twyman of Ava was arrested, and a warrant was issued for possession of a controlled substance, meth, six counts of unlawful use of a weapon, possessing a weapon, felony drugs, and six counts of unlawful for certain persons to possess firearms. Friday evening, the Houston Rural Fire Department responded to a fire at a residence on Oakdale Road in the Solo area. The fire department requested law enforcement respond to investigate the circumstances surrounding the fire. Texas County deputies responded to the scene along with an investigator from the Missouri Division of Fire Safety. After investigating the scene and interviewing witnesses, it was determined that a camper trailer had been intentionally set on fire. Deputies arrested 64-year-old Gary Alliston for arson. During questioning, Alliston stated he wanted the residents of the camper gone from the property. The residents of the camper were not home at the time of the fire. Alliston resides in a separate residence on the property, which is rented from a third party. Gary Alliston is charged with first-degree arson, first-degree burglary, and first-degree property damage. Alliston's being held in Texas County Jail on $20,000 cash-only warrant. The Shannon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a woman from Canada. On Sunday evening, a traffic stop was conducted at the intersection of Route 106 and Route E. During the stop, Caitlin Moorcraft was arrested for felony possession of mushrooms. Moorcraft was taken into custody and is being held on $5,000 bond. Friday, Howe County Sheriff Matt Roberts and Howe County deputies joined Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force and the Texas County Sheriff's Office in locating and arresting two individuals wanted on active arrest warrants. 43-year-old Tony Smith of Mountain View was arrested on a Missouri parole violation warrant and a federal arrest warrant issued by the United States District Court, Western District of Missouri. She was transported to the Howe County Sheriff's Office, where she's awaiting extradition by the United States Marshal Service. 33-year-old Justin Metcalf of Mountain View was arrested on an active warrant issued by Mountain View Municipal Court for failure to appear on an original charge of defective equipment. He was booked and later posted $150 cash bond. A man from Thayer was injured in an accident south of Mammoth Springs Sunday. According to reports, 67-year-old Brett Vaugh was injured when the pickup he was driving hydroplaned on Highway 9 ran off the road and overturned in a ditch. Vaugh was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The accident happened 9 miles south of Mammoth Springs on Highway 9. A man from Koshkonong was taken to Ozarks Healthcare following a two-vehicle accident south of West Plains Monday morning. The Highway Patrol reports the accident happened when a vehicle driven by a 38-year-old man from Thayer made a U-turn in the highway. The man from Koshkonong swerved to avoid the man making a U-turn and hit him. The accident happened 5 miles south of West Plains on Highway 63. A Mountain Grove team was injured in an accident east of Mountain Grove last night. The Highway Patrol says the 17-year-old girl suffered moderate injuries when she drove off the road and hit a fence. The accident happened on Business 60, 1 mile east of Mountain Grove. The girl was flown to Cox South in Springfield. A woman from Ava was injured in an accident in Wright County last night. The 61-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when her vehicle was hit in the rear by a vehicle driven by a 55-year-old man from Florida. The accident happened on U.S. 60, 4 miles west of Mountain Grove. On April 8th, the city of Thayer elected a new mayor. Donna Martin was elected. On Monday, she talked to ECNN about why she decided to run for mayor.
Well, I used to work for the city of Thayer. I was city clerk for 8 years and worked with several mayors. And I've always been interested in our city and what's going on. I grew up here and love it. And so a few months back, some people come to me and started talking about some things going on, and I just became interested, started going to meetings, and I felt like I could help, and I just really wanted to help.
She talked about her vision for the city.
I would like to see a great communication between the city council and our people in our city. I want them to be able to come to us with their needs and concerns. I want us to build a community together where we can work together to make Thayer the great place I know it can be and the great place it has been. I've had a lot of people talk to me about our streets and our infrastructure, and was really excited to learn the Thursday after election. I went to a county mitigation meeting and was excited to learn that there now are some grants available that will help us with streets and some of the other things that we are dealing with.
We asked Mayor Martin about the Jordans Project.
The last that I have heard about that or spoken to council members about that, that project is basically ready to go. Contracts have been signed. And I think in the very near future, we're going to see them start to work on that Jordan's building.
The city council will meet Thursday night at City Hall for their regular monthly meeting.